You're listening to episode 62 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there, and thank you for joining me. Today, we are talking about five ways to take home less plastic from the supermarket. Now, if you've ever looked in your trash can, you probably noticed that the bulk of your trash is packaging, food packaging from overpackaged, overprocessed foods. So today I'm giving you five strategies we can all use to take home less trash when we're shopping for food. Now, full disclosure here, this episode is performing double duties. First, this episode is hopefully imparting some eco-friendly wisdom on you, my loyal listeners, so that we can all take home less trash and therefore send less stuff to the landfill. Second, this episode is serving as a teaser for my 14 Days to a Zero Waste Kitchen course, which if you're one of those listeners who listens on the first day my episodes come out, the course is open right now. I opened it this morning. The course will close the second it reaches capacity, and I'm only accepting 20 students. So if you like this episode and you want more information like I'm giving you today, consider signing up for my course, because today's episode is really just a tiny little snippet of what I'm teaching in my comprehensive Zero Waste Kitchen course. You can find more information on the course, and you can find everything we talk about in today's episode in this week's show notes at mamaminimalist.com/062, mamaminimalist.com/062. Now, without further ado, let's jump right in. So strategy one, to take home less plastic from the supermarket, is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's important. Strategy one is to shop at places other than the supermarket. Now, we go to the supermarket because it's a one-stop shop, right? Literally, it's one place where we can purchase all our food needs. I'm asking you to rethink this one-stop shop practice. When I say buy your food at places other than the supermarket, I'm talking about going to an actual bakery for bread and bringing a pillowcase to put it in. I'm talking about if you eat fish and meat, to go to a fish market or go to a butcher with your glass container. For produce, head to your farmer's market or subscribe to a CSA, which is an acronym for Community Supported Agriculture, in which you get a box of fresh produce, perhaps it's even organic. If you invest in an organic farm, it comes to you weekly in a box. There's very little packaging and it's fresh and most importantly, chock full of nutrients because the items are not traveling for days and days on a truck. So bakeries, fish markets, butchers, local farms, and also don't overlook the importance of ethnic stores. Your local Asian market, perhaps. Maybe you have a Middle Eastern store. In my experience, these small stores are much more willing to allow you to bring in your own containers so that the need for packaging is completely eliminated. I'll give you an example. My local Middle Eastern store offers olives and cheese all in bulk. So they know me. I bring my own containers. I take as many olives as I think my daughters will eat that week. I'm not a big olive fan, but they are in my glass container. And then I hand another glass container to the person behind the desk and she fills me up with cheese. There is zero packaging in either of these purchases. So when I say bring home less plastic from the supermarket, I really mean look beyond the supermarket, because it's when you shop for food in other places that zero waste living really becomes possible. All right, so maybe you live in a location where the only option for you in purchasing food is the supermarket. And if so, I get it and I hear you. And the next four strategies we will talk about today have everything to do with actually shopping at a grocery store. Strategy two is to bring packaging items from home whenever possible. Now, if you read Bae Johnson's book, Zero Waste Home, she calls this your zero waste shopping kit. It's essentially the same thing. You're going to bring whatever packaging items you can from home so that you're not needing the disposable single-use kind. Most people these days are in the habit of bringing their grocery bags, their totes, into the supermarket with them to bring their groceries home. Excellent. You're definitely going to continue doing that. I want you to look beyond the tote bags. I want you to think about perhaps produce bags. You can purchase mesh produce bags. I actually purchased a set a while back, and I'll link to them in the show notes because they are excellent. But these days, I actually use those produce bags to hold my kids' toys that have a lot of parts, because those mesh bags are perfect for holding lots of pieces to one toy. They're see-through. They're not plastic. They have a drawstring, which is perfect for little hands. But that's not the purpose of this episode. Anyway, these days I don't use produce bags. I use pillowcases for produce. And I avoid those flimsy little produce bags at the grocery store, those little plastic things that break the second you put something in them. I avoid those like the plague. So, okay, you're going to bring your grocery bags. You're going to bring your produce bags. You're going to bring glass containers from home, especially if your supermarket has bulk bins. And you're going to go ahead and fill up your reusable containers like nobody's business. A couple things here. The bigger supermarket chains that have bulk bins, I'm not going to use names, but perhaps you know the ones I'm talking about. They have bulk bins, but they don't allow you to bring in your containers from home due to sanitation reasons. Well, okay, I'm not going to fight with anybody about sanitation. However, you can skirt around this. So this is what I do. My supermarket that I often frequent has bulk bins, but they also have the plastic containers right next to the produce that you're supposed to fill up and then stick a sticker on. To me, that completely negates the point of having bulk bins, at least from a packaging perspective, because I'm still bringing home single-use disposable plastic. So what do I do? I started saving those plastic containers, and I head to the bulk bin. Let's say I fill up one of those plastic containers with red lentils. I come home, I take those red lentils, and I put them straight into a glass jar, and then that plastic container goes straight back into my zero waste shopping kit to use next time. Am I reusing the same container? Absolutely. Does the store know? Well, they didn't. Now that I'm putting this on the airwaves, perhaps they do. But the point is, I'm reusing their container, and I have never once been chided for doing so. If you're not sure whether your supermarket allows you to bring your own containers or not, I suggest not asking. I suggest instead you just bring your own containers and you fill it up like you own the place. Show no sign of weakness. Be confident, be bold, and wait for somebody to correct you. Same with at the meat or fish counter. If you are purchasing meat or fish, go right up with your glass container and hold it out boldly and say, "I would like whatever you're ordering," and wait for them to tell you that they won't fill it before you ask. So if you are bringing your own packaging items from home, you are going to have a lot of items that you are going to need to bring into the store with you every time you shop. To ensure that you don't forget any items at home, keep all of your stuff, keep all of your tools, so to speak, in a single tote. As you are unpacking your groceries in your kitchen, put everything back into the tote and throw it right back into the trunk of your car if you use your car when you're doing grocery shopping. It'll take a few times to get it right and not forget anything at home. But trust me, after a few tries, just like any new change, you'll get it. And bringing your zero waste shopping items into the supermarket will become second nature. All right, so moving right along to strategy 3 for taking home less plastic is when you're at the grocery store, shop the outer aisles. What does that mean? That means whenever possible, stay away from those lanes in the interior of the store, because this is where all the overpackaged, overprocessed foods lie. Now, if you've ever heard of author Michael Pollan, perhaps you've heard of the strategy of shopping the outer aisles. I believe he's the one who came up with this idea as a way of eating healthier. You know, if you're avoiding the items in the middle of the store, you're naturally going to be eating less processed, oversalted, and oversugared junk, and you'll be forced to cook more. But I think that Michael Pollan's strategy is also really great because it means you're just naturally going to take home less plastic. When you are shopping for produce, Again, know that you don't need a plastic bag. There's no law that says you must take one. If you are buying a fruit that you're going to peel, like bananas or cantaloupe or oranges or even potatoes, just go ahead and put them straight in your cart. You're going to peel them anyway. And for the other produce items like apples, asparagus, etc., go ahead and put them in a pillowcase or put them in your produce bag that you purchased. Buy loose at every turn. Here's a great example. Just the other day, I was in the supermarket and I needed onions. There were onions being sold in a netting bag, a plastic netting bag, okay? And right next to the onions in the netting bag were loose onions. I chose to buy 6 onions loose. I put them straight into my cart because I'm peeling them anyway. And I left the onions in the bag on the shelf, so to speak, because I am making choices about packaging and about the foods I want to buy with my dollars. I'm voting for the foods I want to see more of with my dollars. Here's another example. Instead of buying orange juice in the plastic jug or that papery carton that's not recyclable in my town, my family has gotten in the habit of buying a dozen oranges and juicing them at home. It doesn't take much time, and it's the zero waste strategy. Now, even better than all of that is it is so much tastier to freshly squeeze your orange juice. I encourage you to think about the staples that your family relies on and ask yourself whether you can make one or two of them at home from scratch without much extra effort. I'm definitely not suggesting that you tackle multiple food items at once, but instead just try one change on for size and see how the change goes. And if it's working out well, maybe you tackle something else. Orange juice for my family is one of those non-negotiable items. We cannot live without it. But freshly squeezing it, we have found is, so I squeeze 12 oranges at the beginning of the week. I put them in a pitcher. That orange juice lasts for the whole week. It's not much extra effort. And I will be honest, my 5-year-old absolutely loves using the juicer. Strategy 4 is, again, where you get to vote with your dollars what you want to see more of. And strategy 4 is to be a discerning shopper. So right off the bat, it's important to know the quality of the containers that supermarkets use so you know which ones to purchase more of and which to purchase less of. Again, loose is always preferable. However, aluminum cans can be recycled almost indefinitely. So canned beans may be a better purchase than dried beans in a plastic bag. But I must say, the best choice for buying beans is in bulk with a container you brought from home. But aluminum cans can be recycled almost indefinitely, and so can glass containers. Paper or cardboard boxes, those are all right. And plastic, of course, is the worst from a recycling standpoint. If you are looking to waste less packaging, you will want to avoid plastic at every opportunity. One benefit to shopping at the grocery store is that there are so many options when purchasing a single item. And I'm going to give you a real life example. Last week, my husband wrote on the grocery list cream cheese. He wanted me to buy cream cheese. Okay, I head to the grocery store. I'm in the dairy section, and there are 3-4 different brands of cream cheese there. The brand I want to buy sells cream cheese in a traditional, you know, the paper cardboard box, and then inside the paper cardboard box is the aluminum bag, or the same brand sells the same product in a plastic tub. Strategy 4 is to be a discerning shopper. So with my knowledge of what is recyclable and what is not, I went ahead and purchased the cream cheese in the cardboard box because the cardboard box can be recycled, and the aluminum sleeve that cream cheese comes in can also be recycled once it's washed out. That plastic tub of cream cheese, yes, that can be recycled, but it can only be recycled 8 times. And as zero waste shoppers, we are looking to avoid plastic at every turn. A quick note here is also that the cream cheese that came in the box was about 75 cents cheaper for the exact same amount of cream cheese. So consider, what are you paying for? What are you paying 75 cents for? You're paying for the convenience of the plastic tub. And I'm urging you to rethink that. Again, I had given you the example of the onions in the previous strategy, right? As a discerning shopper, you will want to buy loose and avoid plastic at every opportunity. My final strategy for taking home less plastic at the grocery store is, when in doubt, simply buy less. Now, supermarkets are just like any store. Stores want to sell more product and make more money. What tactics do supermarkets use to get you to spend more money than you'd like while you're inside? Well, there, of course, are the sales. And I'm doing sales in air quotes over here. I wish you could see. But there's also the samples on the toothpicks. There's the buy one, get one, quote, quote, deals. These are all tactics to get you to spend more money and by default take home more than you need. So I suggest you plan your meals for the week. Go ahead and listen to episode 38 of this podcast for Meal Planning 101. And when you're at the supermarket, make sure you go with a list, buy only what's on the list. And when in doubt, if you're not really sure whether you're going to need or use or eat an item, simply don't buy it. So here we are, just to recap, five strategies for taking home less plastic at the supermarket is: number one, to shop at other places than the supermarket. Number two, bring packaging items from home. Number three, shop the outer aisles. Number four, be a discerning shopper. And number five, when in doubt, simply buy less. Now, a quick reminder, this episode is a snippet. It's just really a little teaser taste of what I cover in my comprehensive 14 Days to a Zero Waste Kitchen course, which is out right this second, but will close the second I hit 20 students. So if you want to sign up, or if you're just interested in learning more, there is a link to all the information you need in this week's show notes at mamaminimalist.com/062. On next week's episode, I am talking with a doctor who argues that the health of our planet is directly related to the health of humans as a species. It's a good one. I'll see you then. Take care.